The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 211 new COVID-19 cases and in its latest update published Monday, December 13. There were zero deaths noted in today's report, which includes cases confirmed since Friday. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today are as follows: Barry, 56, 12 youth under 18 years old, 14 people between 18 and 34 years old, 12 people between 35 and 44 years old, 14 people between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79, and 1 person over the age of 80. 12 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are outbreak-related, and the rest are under investigation. Innisfil, 32, 14 youth under the age of 18, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 6 people between 35 and 44 years old, 6 people between 45 and 64 years old, 3 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 5 cases are outbreak-related, 5 are linked to close contact transmission, and 2 are listed as community-acquired, no known link. The rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 10, 3 youth under the age of 18, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44, and 2 people between 45 and 64. 2 cases are linked to close contact and the rest remain under investigation. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission. The rest are under investigation. Orillia, 14, 5 youth under the age of 18, 7 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Clearview, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 4 cases are still under investigation and 1 is outbreak-related. Wasaga Beach, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 15, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 9 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact, 1 is listed as community acquired, and 1 is outbreak related. Midland, 11, 3 youth under 18 years old, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the rest are still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Severn, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are under investigation. Oro Medonte, 13, 11 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related. New Tecumseth, 19, 4 youth under 18 years old, 7 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Tay, 2, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is still under investigation. Tiny, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Issa, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission and the rest are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 3, two youth under 18 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. All three cases are still under investigation. Muskoka, 13, 1 in Gravenhurst, 5 in Bracebridge, 5 in Georgian Bay, 1 in Muskoka Lakes, and 2 in Huntsville. Included in the new cases reported today are 119 unvaccinated, 6 partially vaccinated, and 86 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 837 active cases in the region. Hospitalizations include 31 people from Simcoe County and 2 from Muskoka region. 7 people are in intensive care units. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,723 cases of COVID-19 with 15,605 of those cases recovered and 281 cases ending in death. More than 75% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and just over 79% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include St. Michael the Archangel Elementary School, Barry, December 10, 4 cases. Chris Hadfield Public School, Bradford, declared December 9, 5 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barry, declared December 9, 4 cases. East Oro Elementary School, Hawkstone, declared December 9, 6 cases. Ardag Bluffs Public School, Barry, declared December 8, 3 cases. Tay Shore Public School, Victoria Harbor, declared December 8, 7 cases. Algonquin Ridge Elementary School, Barry, declared December 8, 6 cases. Worsley Elementary School, Wasaga Beach, declared December 8, 7 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared December 6, 7 cases. St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 10 cases. St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases. Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 15 cases. Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 3, 7 cases. Marchmont Public School, Orillia, declared December 3, 3 cases. Mvale District High School, Mvale, declared December 2, 5 cases. La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 6 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 3 cases. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 3 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 8 cases. Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 5 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 32 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 11 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 9 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 13 cases. Outbreaks declared over December 10. Tosarantio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 16 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 8 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include unnamed child care facility in Simcoe County, declared December 10, 2 cases. Warrington Retirement Lodge, Stainer, declared December 10, fewer than 5 resident cases, 0 staff cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 9, 6 cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 8, 4 cases. 2 unnamed child care facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, 1 with 5 cases and 1 with 4 cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 2, 26 cases. Outbreaks previously declared at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital and Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, are now over. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 13. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 265,257 the 2nd of December 11,236 5176.4% Barry 5,755 317,132 the 15th of December 12-3, 748,132 85.7% Bradford WG 2,433 2,340 the 3rd of December 12-5,573 76 85.5% Clearview 188,175 the 3rd of December 11-1,251 53 84.6% Collingwood 318-304 4 December 7, 1,289 N. A 89.5% ESA 649,623 6 the 2nd of December 11,692 5474.7% Innisfil 1,554 1,464 21 the 1st of December 12-3 769,107 84.4% Midland 285,245 6 the 2nd of December 12-1 557,120 87.5% New Tecumseth 1,773 1,720 the 19th of December 12 4,188 57 80.2% Aurelia 545,475 9 the 2nd of December 12 1 612,118 89.9% Oro Medant 342,298 6 the 1st of December 12 1 466,129 83.9% Penetanguishene 265,248 the 8th of December 12 2,755 291.1% Remara 164,155 the 1st of December 10 1,569 N. A 86.5% Severn 162,130 the 3rd of December 12 1081 27 85% Springwater 441,399 the 2nd of December 12 2057 149 91.2% Tay 165,154 the 3rd of December 12 1471 54 87.3% Tiny 175,166 the 2nd of December 11 1304 37 79.6% Wasaga Beach 415,396 5 the 2nd of December 12 1751 34 86.5% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 5. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.